This may sound like band members warming up or playing random notes, but it is actually part of a 7-movement, 25-minute long song called The Winds of Nagual that the Ball State Wind Ensemble is working on. Dr. Kaneva, the conductor of the ensemble, explained why the piece is so unique.
It's based on a book by a few books, Carlos Castaneda, who was an anthropology student working on a doctorate in the 1960s, UCLA, went down to Mexico. And he supposedly met Don Juan Matus, who was an Indian sorcerer. What he basically did was deal with a lot of hallucinogenic drugs. And so all of this stuff and this piece is about self-discovery and all about finding yourself. And a lot of it has to do with, I think, some of the trips that he might have been on, experimenting with the drugs. And so what Colgrass does is he takes the ideas from the books and he puts it to music.
He also went on to explain why the ensemble picked such a unique and difficult piece.
That's by Michael Colgrass, who just passed away in July. He's a fantastic composer and written a number of works for winds and other things too. But when he passed away, a lot of schools are playing it, kind of as a tribute to him.
Graduate student and member of the ensemble, Stuart Ivy, sees similarities in the journey between Castaneda and the journey of the ensemble to navigate this difficult piece of music.
Yeah, it's one of those pieces that if you're really into band music and you like playing different types of things, that you kind of put this piece on a pedestal, knowing that it is one of the most difficult pieces to perform. And so if you get a chance to perform it, obviously you're going to take advantage of that and try to do the best you can.
Tickets for the performance can be purchased at the Emmons box office. In Muncie, Tyler Griffith for IPR News.